Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Genesis Room right here in Daphne, Alabama. Glad to have you on board with us. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Rick Cleveland, and good to see my man back, Coach Mark Lasseter. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. It's Christmas season, and family's all around, so it's a really, really good time.
You had a nice trip last week?
Wonderful trip. Got to see my mom and dad and brothers and their kids, and had a really great time.
Perfect. And Rick, I know you're excited about this Christmas season.
Yeah, Randy, we're going to jump on one of those big birds and fly to another part of the world in San Diego. And I get to play Torrey Pines, and I'm excited about that.
Awesome. Have you ever been out there?
Oh, yeah. Unlucky. 1976, 77, spent the summer on that West Coast from all the way down from Seattle playing in Pacific Northwest tennis on that tour. Mm. And I didn't have the means of which to enjoy it, of course, at that time. But certainly have spent a lot of time out there. And it certainly changed, you know that, since 1977, for sure.
Well, you're going to have a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it. Torrey Pines, here he comes. Move out of the way, everyone. Let Coach Rick Cleveland tee off. And what time will you be teeing off?
It's a 9 o'clock on Tuesday and 9:08. On Thursday. Going to play the South Course, which is the one that you recommended.
Right.
And so, guys, listen, Mark. Randy Bergen has played every golf course in America.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew when we set this trip up, and thank Tracy for setting all this up, because she has been a yeoman at doing this. Just amazing. I said, well, I got to call Randy, see what course I want to play. And then he started telling me about all these other great golf courses in San Diego. I ain't got the coin to play Blackface. All the beautiful courses out there. So, but you never know. I may throw a third one in there if you give me another recommendation.
I will certainly do that for you, for sure. It is a Christmas weekend, and we hope that all of you have a wonderful Merry Christmas. And, Coach, we have got a ton of things to get into today. We're going to start on our next segment. We're going to look at reclassification. It has happened again. You do it every 2 years, and you know, they've done it again.
Yeah, and our friends at Bayside are mighty happy.
You think?
Yeah.
You think that you go from 4A to 3A, and you got to be excited about that, Mark.
Well, it is exciting because, you know, the numbers at our school are probably actually in the mid to low 200, in 2A. Put it that way. We're in 2A somewhere.
Be careful now. Not 200.
No, not 200.
Yeah.
But in 2A.
Right.
But the because of the multiplier, it puts us in 3A, which is 1.35. So it puts us in 3A, and that's kind of like where we felt like we kind of belong, and we have been for years.
Yeah.
And moving up to 4A was a little bit different level. We played some pretty good. We did okay. I mean, it's not like, you know, it was anything bad went on. We won, I think, in 2 years in 4A, we won 14 ball games or 15, something like that. You know, Phil's last year, we had a good season, made the playoffs, and then last year, Barrett's first year, we went 8-3, and had a good year. And but moving back to 3, it just gets the numbers. Mainly, I think the depth numbers is where it gets different. When you play teams like Jackson and that they're going to run out there 60 players.
I was gonna say, they got 75, 85 guys out there,
and there's always some anomalies throughout the state. You know, Fife's going to run out about 50 something. You know, in 2A last year. So there is some different kids that are from different schools, but it kind of puts us in a classification we feel like that we're suited for. But at the same time, you know, you win enough games in the next 2 years and be back in 4A, you know, the football team drops down to 3A next year because of the numbers. And Schilling's volleyball team next year will play 7A.
That's okay? incredible.
They will play 7A. And our cross country team, I think they're playing 5A. I think our soccer team is in 5A. Our golf
team. Yeah, but we don't know that yet now. They hadn't sent out that.
No, we don't know that yet. It depends on – that'll depend on competitive balance.
Right.
But I do think that our soccer team won state, so they probably are going to move
– Sure, they're going to move up.
From where we were, which was –
And when will you know that, Rick?
Well, that'll come out
– After their seasons.
After their seasons. But – Mark, I didn't give you this, but I'm going to give this to you.
Okay.
And I've got one for Randy somewhere.
I got it.
You got it. Okay. But you're right about volleyball. Ann moves to 7A. And then when you go to cross country, this is another thing, Mark. You go to cross country and you look at, let's find Mobile. I'm sorry. Let's find Bayside. And Bayside goes all the way up to 6A in cross country. So it's on the back of the sheet, Mark.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's on the back of the sheet of cross country. You see Providence Christian in Dothan moves up to 5A. American Christian and Bayside Academy both move up to 6A. Montgomery Catholic moves down to 4A. Heck, they've won everything in the state of Alabama in 5A. So, you know, there's just a lot of different things. And Randy, the way that works is what we base this on for public schools is average daily membership. And that means in grades 9 through 11 and any 8th graders that they hold back. Now, a lot of people don't know that, but there's a lot of schools that hold 8th graders back. And those 8th graders are counted in that average daily membership.
Correct. Mm.
So we call that the ADM. Now, that's what the public schools, they provide that directly. That's provided by the State Department of Education. So schools can't provide that
right.
directly to the AHSAA. The State Department of Education does that. But private schools report the same data directly to the AHSAA. And there's some people that have a problem with that.
Right.
Because they may fluctuate with their numbers sometime, which is, you know, that's a problem.
Right.
That's a problem. So if you've got, you know, if you've got the opportunity to kind of, I guess, crunch your numbers a little bit in private schools, maybe some do that. I can tell you that, boy, you better not do that at UMS or Bayside or St. Paul's or McGill. You better not, because they'll come get you.
They will. And I'm not a proponent of what we're doing right now, but you know, there's 50, 60 private schools in the state of Alabama who don't like this competitive balance rule,
right, well, sure.
or don't like the combined.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, public schools that are probably going to go over 400s. That do like it. That's where they want it. I just think it ought to be relegated to all schools.
I think we're universal here. I think all three of us agree that competitive balance, the multiplier, and folks, what the multiplier means is every student at every private school that's a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, when you count public school students, they count one student. Each person counts one student. In private schools, each student counts 1.35.
Right.
So, I mean, we jump automatically. I mean, we're automatically.
So jumping. Once you have three students, you basically have four.
Four. That's right.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
And so, and it just skews the numbers, and that's been that way for a long time.
Right.
But then when they threw competitive balance in on top of it.
Which is unfair.
I think so. I think you just see one or the other.
If you're going to do competitive balance, you got to do it for public schools too.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Hazel Green's won how many state championships in women's basketball?
Gosh.
It's unbelievable.
Six in a row,
at least.
Seven in a row.
And, you know, you got public schools that continue to win state championships in multiple sports year after year, and they stay there if their attendance numbers are the same.
And which is great, and I'm thrilled for them.
Yeah.
I really am. But I just think it ought to be universal throughout the whole thing. It's just, to me, it's because here's the worst part of it to me. The worst part of that deal is those kids come in as freshmen, and their team wins state. By the time they're seniors, they've moved up at least one, maybe two classes. You know how long it's going to take them to get back to their classification?
Right. Yeah.
4 years.
4 or 5 years.
4 or 5 years, yeah.
Well, look, why don't we do this? In our next segment, let's take a look at some of those reclassifications. We'll also, at the bottom of the hour, talk about some of the coaching moves that have happened over the last couple weeks as well. All right, don't go anywhere. You got it tuned in to Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name and lights above it. This is your big debut. It's like a dream come true.
It's your big day, Mark.
It is a big day for Mark Lassiter.
Look at these holes, Randy. My. We're watching Pebble Beach here in the Genesis Room. And the only one that could play this guy, of course, is Randy Bergen.
No, he's Randy Bergen could play that.
Good gracious.
Goodness.
They're playing Pebble Beach and good gracious alive.
Yeah, well, we certainly want to welcome you back to Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We will get into some golf, I can promise you.
I'm hurt. I don't think I can play.
Hey, let me just mention, we had the opportunity to play golf yesterday. We went out to Quail Creek, had a big group out there, had the opportunity to play with Adam Napier. Adam won the
Wounded Warriors
at Lake Tahoe. And, boy, I'll tell you what, somebody that can hit a golf ball. Oh, my goodness. Incredible. We had fun with him yesterday, no doubt about it. Hey, all right, let's get back into reclassification. Rick, let's start in Class 7A, and we'll start in Region 1.
Yeah, in Region 1, the big move, and I think it's a good move for Robert Steele.
I do, too.
They jump out of 6A Region 1 with Sarah Land, McGill, Theodore, and all of those big cats. But they jump into 7A Region 1 with Alma Bryant, Baker, Daphne, Davidson, Fairhope, Foley, Mary Montgomery. And I don't mean this in any way disrespectful to anybody, but I think I'd rather be in that region than in that region that they were in 6A.
Which was one of the toughest regions in the state.
Well, it may be the toughest region. It is now, for sure.
Yeah.
Because we'll talk about that one in a minute. But, I think it's, I think Robert still gets a different landscape to look at. Some different teams to play might be helpful for them as they try to, reinvigorate that program and get it where they want it to be. And, of course, they haven't named a head coach yet.
Right.
I don't even know if it's been posted yet. I don't know.
It's posted.
It is posted.
Yeah, it is posted.
But I know they haven't named a head coach there. So they're in the search there for the right fit for that school. So, yeah, I hope that works out.
Rick, when you look at Region 2.
Yeah, and I think this has the possibility of being a dynamic school is Carver and Montgomery. Now, the reason I think that is because Carver and Sidney Lanier are merging. So all of those kids that went to Sidney Lanier are now going to go to Carver.
Hmm.
Well, Carver's been mighty good. You know, a couple of years ago, they had the two best defensive linemen in the Southeast.
Right.
And I think this has got a really good possibility of being a very competitive program. Now they were 7-4 this year. They were 5-1 in this region. They didn't do very well in the playoffs, but I still think that's a good move for Carver Montgomery. Randy, you're familiar with that area,
mm-hmm.
and it's a beautiful school they've got right there off of the interstate. If you look to the left as you go, there's a Huntington College exit to the right. And there's Carver Montgomery.
Which is a place you're very familiar with.
I love that place. I do. I love Huntington College. And the job Mike Turk has done there in football is pretty phenomenal.
The great thing about Mike Turk is the longevity.
Absolutely.
He's been there for a very long time. And I'm really happy for that guy because he is a wonderful guy.
Good, one of the
really,
finest.
Really
one of the
good
best.
Guy.
Jeff Davis product, I'll have to say that,
yep.
for my wife.
Option quarterback at Troy.
Right. And a little old bitty. Now, yep. Listen, you guys, he would look up to you guys. I can promise you. But, buddy, he could run the veer, the wishbone, whatever they wanted to call it at the time. But he's done a tremendous job. But I like Carver Montgomery in Region 2 with Auburn, Central, Dothan. Now, you're talking about a tough region. Auburn, Central, Dothan, Enterprise, Opelika, Smith Station, which we're going to talk about Opelika in a few minutes. They've changed coaches. They've got a new coach coming in. So, but that's a pretty tough region now with Auburn, Central, Phoenix City, Enterprise, Dothan. Listen, Jed Kennedy has turned Dothan High School into what's going to become a power.
Yeah, it is.
They got all those kids in Dothan now.
That's right.
There ain't no more Northview. So that's I think I like that move from Carver Montgomery in Region 2.
All right, that was 7A Region 2. Now let's go to Region 3, and you see one makes a move there.
Hillcrest to Tuscaloosa. And, you know, I think it's good that they're moving up because they've been really, really good in 6A. They were 12-1 this year. They were 7-0 in the region. They were 2-1 in the playoffs. Of course, they lost in the semifinals to Saraland. So I like that move.
That's a tough region.
It is a tough region. And, you know, with Hoover and Thompson, Tuscaloosa County, and Vestavia Hills. But you know who's really down in that region? It's Prattville.
Prattville.
They're 3-7 this year.
That's almost unheard of.
Yeah, they've struggled the last few years.
Yeah. They really have. And they're a very – and I don't mean poor, but they don't have enough money to be in a county system. Prattville really needs to be a city school system.
Right. Agreed.
So,
all right, let's take a look at Region 4. And really, nobody makes a move in Region 4.
No changes there. Let's go to 6A. That's the humdinger, I think.
Well, whenever you look at 6A, and we'll start right there in Region 1, that has Baldwin County, Blount, Gulf Shores, McGill, Tulin, Murphy, Saraland, Spanish Fort, St. Paul's, Theodore. That is a tough, tough region right there.
Well,
and somebody's going to be making a move.
Well, and I'm glad they are. I'm saying that with a little bit of prejudice. I'm glad they are. I'm glad to see that Gulf Shores is moving from 5A to 6A. They went through 5A this year like – Sherman marching through Atlanta, 15-0, 8-0 in the region, 5-0 in the playoffs, and really there was not anybody that was competitive with them. Nobody. And I'm going to leave it there, not going any further, but good. I'm glad to see that Gulf Shores is moving up.
That region's.
Yeah.
Even you got schools in there that may not be playing great ball right now or this year. But they got a lot of tradition. Murphy High School is one of those schools that, excuse me, y'all, that could come out of, you know, and have a great season anytime because they've got plenty of talent at Murphy High School, and I think you'll see that program improve drastically.
Well, when you say that, I look at McGill because I think what David will do at McGill, they will just keep getting better.
I agree,
and I mean. That's a football coach now. Started under you. I mean, you.
Started under Rush, actually.
Under Rush. Yeah. And you did you inherit that?
I did.
Well.
He was our OC when I was there.
I love what he does. I love the way he coaches, and that's going to be, you know, you see all the other teams that are in there. And the job that was done at St. Paul's this year may have been as fine a coaching job. Ham Barnett might have. He might should be the state coach of the year. The
job did a fantastic job of that school.
Yeah. No, they finished 7-4, 5-3 in region.
Yeah, they did.
Well, didn't they lost their first game in the playoffs? But yeah, what a job he has done. Let's move to Region 2 real quick. Percy Julian will make the move.
Yeah, and that's Robert E. Lee. And I rode by that school on the way home from Birmingham. It's the old Robert E. Lee. And the campus looks – it just looks awful.
It does.
Looks absolutely awful. And, you know, we remember the days of Spence McCracken, Jimmy Perry, and those guys. It doesn't even look like the same campus there. They need to clean that up. The one that surprises me is Rehoboth moves all the way up to 6A. They were in 5A Region 2 last year. They were 6-4, 2-3. Rehoboth was like a 2A or 3A school when we were in Dothan. So there must be
right.
There's some growth going on down there. Yeah, there really is. I go in that area quite a bit.
Yep.
All right, let's take a look at Region 3 real quick.
Region 3 is a big move for Chelsea. It's kind of like for Chelsea what it is for Robertsdale.
Yes.
For them to move into Region 3, you know, I think that's a great move for our buddy Richie Busby. I really do.
I agree.
Great move.
All right. Well, look, we'll take another timeout. When we come back, we'll look at some more reclassifications, and maybe we'll get into some coaching moves as well, as you get it tuned into the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. The Pumps Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Turn and face the stars and stripes, it's fighting back them butterflies, it's calling in the air around here, sir, we want the ball, and it's knocking heads and talking trash, it's slinging mud and dirt and grass, it's I got your number, I got your back, when your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song, the boys are falling.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, and you on a Christmas weekend. Boy, we hope that each and every one of you have a wonderful Christmas for sure. Safe travels. If you're going to be out on the road, there'll be a lot of folks on the road for sure. We're talking about reclassification. And, Coach, I know you want to get into something real quick.
I made a mistake. Mark and I, we've been in Helena most of the week with Mike Knapp and the basketball team, and what a beautiful facility they've got at Helena. And I said Richie Busby at Chelsea. It's Todd Cassidy that's the head coach at Chelsea. And I'm going to tell you something. That's a big move for Todd and those guys to move into Region 3 in 6A, to move out of 7A Region 3, which is that's a yeoman's task. But I do want to say something about Richie Busby. He did say to say hello to you. What an affable, nice guy.
Yes.
He is such a nice man, and what a beautiful facility they've got there. And,
I had a question about something that I knew Richie might could help me with back in the spring.
Right.
And I called him. And it's on a Saturday. I was actually on vacation.
Right.
And I called him, and I want you to know that man spent almost 45 minutes with me explaining to me about something to do with another school and how it worked, yada, yada, yada. And because he had some experience with it, he didn't have to do that.
No.
You know, but he's one of those guys who he wants to help his other coaches.
Yep.
And that's one of the things in this fraternity of coaches that I hope will continue as, you know, you and I get up in our age and start finding, you know, look, there may be a pasture out there that we end up grazing in.
Maybe.
But I hope these young guys can understand that there is a place for that. But,
man,
these regions, Coach, I'm telling you, there's some good football. And I want to give a shout-out in Region 3 6A to Ben Russell. Had a really good year last year. And the young man who – I think his name is Malcolm Simmons.
Malcolm Simmons.
Who is going to Auburn.
Right.
Signed a scholarship to go to Auburn. I think he at least signed the other day.
He did sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
He set a record in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star game for the longest touchdown reception.
Yep.
Ever. 90-something yards.
And their biggest rival, probably, at one time was, anyway, used to be Opelika.
Used to be Opelika.
And the quarterback from Opelika was one who connected with him. And he's talking about a fine, fine young man, quarterback at Opelika, and I can't think of his name right now.
I can't either.
Spence and I were talking about him this week. But that's pretty odd connection there.
It is.
From Opelika to Benjamin Russell, because I know what kind. Let's try to move through these as quick as we can. So Chelsea moves down. From 7A to 6A. Randy, I don't see a
They got Spain Park that moves too now.
All right. Spain Park moves down from 7A to 6A.
That was a shock to me.
Me too.
If they moved down. I mean, I'm glad for them, but if that's what they need. But it was a shock.
Well, it's because of ADM, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, you
That's
know,
right. That's all it is.
Yeah. So they moved down.
Yeah, in Region 4, there's no movement. Nope. In Region 5, there's no movement. In Region 6, no movement. In Region 7, Jasper.
Yeah. That's old Walker County.
Remember
old Walker County and Jasper? Now, they've moved down from 5A to 6A. Had a tough year this year, 1-9 in 6A. We'll see what they do in I'm sorry, in 5A, and we'll see what they do in 6A.
And there's no movement in Region 8. So let's see if we can get to 5A real quick here, move through some of these. All right, starting with Region 1, Classification 5A, Region 1, no movement. Region 2, you got a couple of movements there, Andalusia being one of them.
Yeah, Andalusia. Trent Taylor and the guys at Andalusia have had back-to-back tremendous seasons, winning the state championship last year, going 10-2 this year, 6-1 in the region. They lost the third game of the – I'm sorry, the second game of the playoffs, I think. And didn't they – did they lose to – they didn't lose to Montgomery Catholic, did they? I can't remember who they lost to. Let's see. Maybe we can
– I can find it for
well,
you.
Well, we'll get back to that. But Andalusia will move up from 4A Region 2 into 5A Region 1. That's Carroll of Ozark. Now they're in there with and Catholic Montgomery moves up the same time.
Yeah.
But Catholic Montgomery moves up because of competitive balance. And Andalusia moves up because of ADM.
Right.
So their numbers are such that they're moving up.
And Andalusia lost to Jackson.
They
31-7. That's
right.
That surprised us because
yes, it did.
To win in that, such a big way.
And I thought it would be a really close ball.
Yeah, me too. And then you come back, and then Booker T. Washington comes back the next week and beats Jackson.
Yeah.
So that's the way that rolled.
Region 3, you had quite a few changes.
Yeah, Montevallo moves up because of average daily membership. We used to call it average daily attendance, Mark.
Right.
That's,
I know.
ADA.
Yeah.
Now it's ADM. But Montevallo moves up. They were pretty doggone good. They were 7-3 this past year in 4A. North Side of Tuscaloosa moves up. They were 4-6. So they're both moving up because of average daily attendance. Their
That's
numbers,
right.
Yeah, they move up. And then Sipsey Valley. Now, Mark, you know more about Sipsey Valley up in that area up there. That's up in that area around where
it's around Tuscaloosa. Is it south of Tuscaloosa or north of Tuscaloosa?
I can't remember.
I think it's a little south of Tuscaloosa.
But I know they play really good basketball.
They do.
And so they move up. They were 6-5 this year. They lost in the first round of the playoffs.
All right. In Region 4A, there's been no movement. Region 5, we'll see some movement there.
Yeah, Briarwood moves down from 6A. And, you know, that kind of surprises me a little bit. Because Briarwood has lots and lots of students. I would have thought that they would have moved up before they moved down. But they, you know, they moved down according to their – because of their numbers, their attendance.
Right.
So they were 6-6 this year.
Yeah, we got just a couple minutes left here in this segment. Corner moves down moves up.
Moves up.
Yeah.
Their average daily move.
Yeah. That was their average daily attendance. And they're over there in Walker County too. That's right in that area.
When we look at 5A Region 6, Center Point will move down. Jacksonville will move up.
Yeah, Jacksonville moves up because of numbers. Center Point moves down because of numbers as well. Center Point is the old Irwin, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's correct.
So,
That Jacksonville team, that's who we played in the playoffs, and they had a really good football team. But I think the driving force on that team is their quarterback, and I think he's going to Troy. I think that's where he's going.
All right, let's look at Region 7 real quick. Just a little bit of movement there. Price will move up from 4A to 5A.
And that's because of average daily attendance, average daily membership for Board of Education, people like Tracy that use those numbers. All right.
Region 8, there's no movement at all there. All right, let's go to 4A real quick.
Why don't we kick that? Let's do 4A and 3. Have we got enough time to do
you
all
got
of
about,
4A?
You got about 3 minutes here.
Yeah, let's do 4A.
All right, 4A. There's been in Region 1, Mobile Christian will move up from 3A to 4A.
Well, and that's competitive balance, I'm
yes,
sure.
It is.
That's and you know what? That's to do, it really has not been, with the exception of Jackson, that has not been a really strong region. So Mobile Christian will make it much stronger now moving into the Region 1 there.
Absolutely. And then also let's just mention real quick, W.S. Neal will move up from 3A to 4A.
Yep.
And they're on an uptick right now. They got some pretty good players. St. Michael's is a team to be reckoned with in that group. I'm just telling you, they're going to be pretty good next
year.
Yeah,
well, Phillip Rivers' son at quarterback, and he is a dadgum good player.
He's a player.
When you look at Region 4, we're in Classification 4A, Region 2, there's a lot of movement going on there.
Little David Stapleton
is
going to move up because of the numbers.
ADM.
Daleville, I guess they move up for the same reason.
Yep.
That's right outside of Dothan.
Bunch of 3A schools
New Brockton, Opp, Pike County, and Strawn. All of those move up because of ADM.
That's correct.
In Classification 4A Region 3, you'll see St. James move up from 3A, and Tallahassee will move down from 5A.
Yeah, a little bit of change there. St. James has a new coach, Neil Posey, comes in and takes over for Jimmy Perry. They go 11-3. They win three games in the playoffs, a great year for a young head coach. And then Tallahassee is going to move down. They're changing coaches. Mike Battles Jr. has stepped down, and Tallahassee's in the midst of hiring a new coach, so they're moving down to 4A. That's a school rich in tradition, too.
It is.
That'll be a team to be reckoned with as we move forward.
All right, got about a minute left here in Region 4. Fairfield will move down from 5A to 4A. Pleasant Grove, the same, from 5A to 4A. Ooh. And Tarrant will move from 3A to 4A.
And all of those are because of average daily attendance. They're all moving up because they've got more numbers.
Let's go to Region 5. Fife County will move from 3A to 4A. When we look at Region 6.
Hold on. Okay. That's Fayette County.
Fayette
County will move up, and that is simply because of the growth, ADM.
Yeah, ADM.
All right, in Region 6, Alexandria will move from 5A to 4A.
And Alexandria is the school where Ronnie Royal came from.
Yeah.
And so losing players like him to Gulf Shores
hurt
them bad. So they go 1-9, and they will move down from 5A.
All right, Hope's Bluff will move from 3A to 4A.
Yep.
In Region 7, you'll see Danville move from 3A to 4A. And how about this right here? Hatton makes a big move.
Yeah.
Ooh. They go from 2A to 4A.
Well, and that's because of average daily attendance. That's a public school, and their numbers, that part of Alabama, and I want to say Hatton.
Where is Hatton, Logan?
You've got to be. We'll look that
need
up.
Need to find out exactly where
that is. But I think
that
that's up around Decatur in that
too.
Area, some smaller.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of movement outside of Decatur. In the Region 8 is a good one too, Randy.
Yeah, Hatton's up there in the very north part of the state. So
Region 8, Madison Academy, Bob Godsey, they're moving up because of competitive balance.
Yep.
Plainview is moving up because of attendance. That covers 4A.
There you go. All right, we'll try to get 3, 2, and 1 in for you when we come back. Actually, we'll have the leadership segment coming up in just a few moments.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. More PSR right after this.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
I can't stop that.
No. Oh, boy. That just warms my heart. I'm just telling you. That 78-year-old man.
That's good stuff. No doubt. No doubt. Hey, we certainly welcome you back to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. We're broadcasting live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai studios right here in the Genesis Room. And, Rick, it is now time for our leadership segment.
Yeah, and, you know, off the air, we were just talking, and Mark, and I'm so thankful for the relationship that we've got with 68 Ventures for so many reasons, and all of them are it's such a beneficial thing for everybody to be associated with people like the Venture 68 staff, and we're so appreciative of them. Of course, they've got one of their companies is called Go Pest, and if you're in the business, you're looking for someone to do some pest control, please give Go Pest a call. We got this from Nathan earlier this week, and Hebrews, the 12th chapter of Hebrews, is all about running the race of life. And, you know, one of the things that we like to use in what we do, Mark, is motivation is run the race to the finish. Finish what we're doing. We got this from Nathan earlier this week. He said, I wasn't familiar with Hebrews 12:1 that declares, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. But it is now going in my saved file. If you take anything away from this devotional today, remember the message that weights aren't bad or sinful. They are just unnecessary. Now, he's not talking about weights in a weight room where you're working out. This is more spiritual thing about weights. And this is something that he is relaying to people that are desiring to become leaders in their chosen field. Anything that is slowing us down from becoming who we were created to be isn't supposed to be in our life. Let me repeat that. Anything that is slowing us down from becoming who we were created to be isn't supposed to be in our life. So get rid of it. I know it is easier said than done, but once you shed that weight, you have my word, you will be glad you did. And he's speaking from personal experience there in his growth as a leader in the business world. If you want to grow, sometimes you have to say no. The most important word to remember for your spiritual journey may be a surprising one, no. Your faith journey is a long one. Too many people start off well in their spiritual journey, but putter out before the end. God wants you to go the distance, and that goes right along with Hebrews, the 12th chapter, about running the race. Run the race to the finish, and whatever it is we're doing, that's appropriate to utilize that scripture verse. You've got a marathon ahead of you in life, and you can't run the marathon with a barbell in your hands. Often people quit their faith journey early because everything they're carrying wears them out. We need to declutter. A cruise liner can get pretty fast in the middle of the water. If you add 100 lifeboats to it, what'll happen? It'll slow down. Plug a battery into one light bulb and it'll go a long way. Plug it into 15 light bulbs and it drains quickly. Plug it into 100 and it'll drain even more quickly. This is what happens to us when we try to do too much. We need to learn to say no to some things that are good because they keep us from doing our best. Hebrews 12:1 says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Weights aren't bad. They're not sinful. They're just unnecessary. It could be a job, a relationship, or a hobby. It's something that slows you down from what God wants in your life, and it's just not worth it. Nathan always ends his little presentation by saying, keep on punching. I love that.
I do too.
It's pretty impressive there. We do have weights in our life that do slow us down. I sometimes think golf is one of those weights in my life, but I enjoy it. It's my hobby, and sometimes I need to decrease the amount that I play. I do understand that, so that's that.
You know, I just think that there's a saying, and and y'all may know who this is, but I think his name was T.S. Eliot, a writer who made the statement. He made the statement, it is the journey, not the destination, that truly matters. This is what Nathan is talking about.
Yeah.
In our destination, you know, for me, yeah, hopefully, is going to be heaven.
Absolutely.
That's going to be my destination. But it's the journey there is what really matters. What happens every single day of our life,
yeah,
as we go through this. And those times that are those weights that get on us and weigh us down and drag us behind, you know, slow down where we're going, it's part of life.
Yep.
But you get up and you punch the day, as Nathan, I like that, keep punching. You get up. I remember Paul Carney, old old friend of mine, basketball coach at Benjamin Russell, would always tell me, I'd see him in the morning and say, Coach Carney, how you doing this morning? He goes, I'm attacking the day, Mark. I am attacking the day. In that deep bass voice of his,
that's awesome.
I'm attacking the day, Mark. I'm going to attack the day. I'm going to attack the morning. That was kind of his philosophy on life. And that's the same type thing, you know. Keep punching. Attack the day. Like even in that movie years ago with Robin Williams, Seize the Day. Carpe diem is the word.
Yeah.
But that's what we're talking about, is that these things are a part of life. How we handle those things, how we punch through it, how we attack it, how we seize it, how we go through these weights in our life, it's what matters.
Yeah.
It's not the destination.
Yeah. Just mentioned, you talk about 68 Ventures, bowl game at South Alabama.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the 68 Ventures Bowl.
And Randy Bergen's on the production team.
He's the production team for that.
We'll do the national radio production.
That's what I'm talking about, dude.
It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Boy, first hour is coming, going. Second hour, we're going to get into some of these coaching changes. A lot to get into.
Yep.
Don't touch that dial. You've got to tune in to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we certainly welcome you into the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. We're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Genesis Room right here in Daphne, Alabama. It is a Christmas edition of the Prep Sports Report. We're glad to have you on board with us. We've been going through the first hour. We've been going through the reclassifications. We've gone through 7A, 6A, 5A, 4A. We're down to 3A, and it looks like somebody in this room is going to be a benefactor, Rick, of this reclassification. And we're talking about one, Coach Mark Laster and his Bayside Academy Admirals.
Well, there's no doubt they moved down to 3A from 4A Region 1. They moved to 3A Region 1, and there were Cottage Hill and XL and old nemesis Flomaton, Hillcrest Evergreen, who is really, really loaded, Monroe County, who struggled. T.R. Miller jumps down in there with you, too. So that's going to be an interesting region there.
But you know what? That almost gets back to where it used to be several years ago.
It is exactly right.
A very strong region right there in Region 1.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at Region 2 real quick. It looks like Montgomery Academy will make the move along with Slocum and Wicksburg.
Yeah, Montgomery Academy is obviously going to move down because of average daily attendance. They were 4-7 this year. They had a change in coaching in head coaches and so they are moving down because of average daily attendance, average daily membership, whatever you want to call it.
All right, Lynn, Region 3A, Dallas County, Hale County.
Hold on, we got a couple more.
You did.
We do.
Mr. Wicksburg and Slocum.
Yeah, we got. I apologize for that, Randy. Slocum, the Red Tops. That's kind of a neat name.
It is.
The tomato capital of Alabama, of the South. I can tell you the Red Tops will move down. They went from. They were 2-8 this year, but they will move down from 4A. Wicksburg moves up. Lots of movement in Wicksburg because of average daily attendance. That community is thriving, and they're really good in baseball, softball. They're really good in that, and basketball as well. So they do move up into 3A.
That's correct. And we are right now, we're in Region 3A, Classification 3A, Region 3, Dallas County, Thorsby, and Wilcox Central make moves.
Yeah, well, Dallas County is moving down. That's an area there right outside of Selma. Not a lot of population movement. They've lost students. Hale County moves down. That's over near Tuscaloosa, if I'm not mistaken,
correct.
Mark.
Moundville.
Yeah, and they're moving down because of average daily attendance. Thorsby will move up. That's in that area over there in Clanton, Chilton County area. Our college teammate, Kurt Davenport, who is a Thorsby graduate. They move up to 3A. Wilcox Central, who's really struggled the last couple of years, moves down.
All right. Somebody we've talked about all year, B.B. Comer. And this, we're going to Region 4A. B.B. Comer will move up from 2A.
Well, they're getting a lot of students. A lot of students in Talladega County in that area between Winterboro and all that area in there are moving into that B.B. Comer area. So Adam Fawcett and the B.B. Comer Tigers will move up to 3A in a region with Beulah, with their you know, them and Childersburg have always been rivals.
Always.
Yeah. Glenwood School. Now, we have two new schools moving from the Alabama Independent School. That would be Glenwood School out of Phoenix City and Lee Scott Academy out of Auburn. And let me tell you, Lee Scott Academy is going to be somebody to be reckoned with. Buster Daniels is the head football coach there. He's the son-in-law of Dan Washburn.
That's right.
Buster coached at Opelika for years and years, Randy.
That's right.
Heck of a golfer, too.
Yeah.
You ever in Auburn?
That's who you look up.
Look up Buster. Look up Buster. He's game. He's got a good game, too. Good people there at those two academies.
Well, they had a heck of a year this past season also. Okay, still in classification 3A, Region 5. It looks like Hansville will make the move down from 4A.
Yeah, the Hansville is that community where Wallace State Community College, one of the leading junior colleges in the state, they've got athletic facilities at Wallace of Hansville as good as any in the state. They've got
an
amazing gymnasium, a tremendous baseball facility. Hansville moves down from 4A to 3A.
Didn't they used to host the indoor state track meet there?
They did.
I'm pretty sure that's where it is.
Yep.
And they host one of the regionals in basketball.
They do.
Let's look at Region 6 real quick. Locust Fork will move up from 2A.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me. There's lots of people moving into that area around Locust Fork and that area around. It's over in that
– near Pinson.
Pinson.
Aniana.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Let's go to Region 7 real quick. Rogers will move down from 4A. They'll go to 3A. Sheffield will move from 2A to 3A.
Well, that's up in your area now. Rogers up in that North Alabama area where you were at one time, and that particular area is still – it's growing. It surprised me they're moving down. Sheffield moving back up. Sheffield for years has been a really good baseball program. So they're moving up to 3A as well.
And to round out in classification 3A, Region 8, you'll see Collinsville will move from 2A up. Fife will move from 2A to 3A. And it looks like Holly Pond along with Whitesburg Christian, all those guys move up to 3A.
Yeah, well, Collinsville and Fife are moving up as a result of average daily attendance. Holly Pond is in the same boat there. Whitesburg Christian is moving up, I would imagine, because of numbers, too.
I think
too.
It's numbers, too.
And
yeah.
They have a new football coach, Jerry Adcock,
they
just
sure
took
do.
That job
You're a good
at
guy.
Whitesburg Christian.
Again. You know, and think about it, the one you look at, there's two of them right there. You got a Fife and B.B. Comer moving into 3A.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. That changes the dynamic of 3A.
Yeah, there's
sure
no
does.
Doubt.
No doubt.
That's
no
two
doubt.
Really, because, you know, you lose a couple teams move out and these two move in. Hey, pretty good.
All right, guys, we want to move through these pretty quick here. Let's go to Class 2A, Region 1. Central Haynesville will move, will move up from 1A to 2A.
And Bayshore Christian moves in there now.
That's
They're
right.
eligible for playoffs. Phil Lazenby's team.
That's his first team.
Yep.
He'll be starting this fall.
Yep.
There you go. Congrats to him and good luck. Region 2 will see Houston County move up from 1A to 2A. Providence Christian will move from 3A down to 2A.
And Providence Christian is a private school there in the Dothan area.
Right.
Houston County right there in the Dothan area. Houston County will move up. Providence Christian moves down. Houston County moves up because of average daily attendance.
Right. Right. Region 3, Calhoun will move from 1A to 2A. And then Pike Liberal Arts will move from independent into Class 2A.
Yeah,
that's
so,
correct.
So Pike Liberal Arts is a private school.
Yes.
That is now in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. They've had trouble keeping coaches there. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out.
In Region 4, Lochiapoca will move from 1A into 2A. And I'll tell you what, they had a good season, 10-1 overall.
Yep.
They went 1-1 in the playoffs. So that'll make that region very interesting, I can promise you.
Yeah, and the team that has really done well in that region is Realtown. And so when you see that you're going to have to be in a region with Realtown, you better buckle them up because they're going to hit you in the mouth in every sport.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Region 5, there is no change there. In Region 6, you'll see Coosa Christian move from 1A to 2A. Susan Moore will move down from 3A to 2A.
Well, Coosa Christian moves up as a result, I'm sure, of competitive balance because that's where Rush Propes had helped for a couple of years. And now Mark O'Brien is the head football coach there. Had a little trouble this year earlier. They had to forfeit four games. They ended up in the finals of the state championship. in 1A. So they probably moved.
That's why they moved.
Because of competitive balance.
All right, let's go to Region 7 real quick. Cedar Bluff will move from 1A. They'll move up to 2A.
And Pisgah is the big team in there. That's where one of the brothers, and I'll think of him in a minute, Jeremy that used to be at Hoover.
Pruitt?
Jeremy Pruitt's brother, I think, is coaching at Pisgah.
I think that's right. So.
Well, there you go. Region 8, real quick. It looks like Decatur Heritage Christian will move from 1A up to 2A.
And that's competitive balance is the reason they're moving up. They're a private school in Decatur.
All right, let's move through one classification 1A real quick. Region 1, there'll be no change. Region 2, there'll be no change. In Region 3, Francis Marion will move from 2A down to 1A, and Pickens Academy will move up out of the Independence.
Yeah, well, Pickens Academy was Alabama Independent Schools Association, so they are moving into the AHSAA. They will come in at a 1A school. Francis Marion, a tremendous, tremendous basketball school.
Yeah.
Kind of surprised that they're moving down, and they will be a factor in that region and probably both sports because they got a lot of athletes.
Now, whenever you look at Region 4 right now, Otago Academy will move from Independence into the HSAA.
And that job is now vacant, and so they'll be a, you know, they're an Alabama Independent School, they'll move in.
Let me just mention real quick, Region 6, Fayetteville will move down to 1A from 2A, Woodland the same, and then you go to Region 8, Ida will move from 2A down to 1A. So we have covered them all.
Yep.
All right, so when we come back, let's talk about some coaching changes.
Yep.
All right, we'll do that as the Prep Sports Report continues.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. I am Randy Bergen along with Coach Rick Cleland, Coach Mark Laster. We're going to talk a little bit about some coaching moves, some coaching changes that have been going on. But, Rick, before we do that, can I just mention real quick the show that we've got coming up next after this?
Yes, sir.
Southern Fairway Sports Radio. We got a lot to get into. Bobby Hall is going to be here. War Eagle TV's Doug Holton will be here. We've got Jay Stubbs scheduled to be on to talk about the Reese's Bowl, Senior Bowl, Winter Classic. We'll talk a little bit about that. We got a lot of football to get into, so all that's going to happen coming up starting at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, and we also need to mention our good buddies at Premier Collision.
Exactly.
Chris Garrison, the guys there, he and Taylor and everybody there. Appreciate everything that they do for us at 1177 Sledge Drive right there in the middle of Mobile. You can call them at 251-478-4500. They'll take care of all your automotive needs. They have Mark's vehicle in now. They've taken care of Randy's and mine. Just done an amazing job. When you receive your vehicle back, it's like a brand new vehicle. It's something really, really special.
And I'm going to chime in on that. I'm going to tell you something. With Chris and those guys, you're going to get an honest day's work.
Yeah.
Chris
yep.
is a very devout Christian man, and he believes in the things that we believe in. And so when you go there, it's going to be straight up front. He's going to tell you what's going on, and you can count on it.
Yep.
And I'm just telling you, that's a big thing in today's world, folks, about getting, you know, when you go and do things done to your vehicle, your house, or whatever, that you get a straight up answer.
Well, everybody wants to do the add-ons, and
right.
he'll just tell you straight up, hey.
That's right.
Don't
you
need
know.
It.
Yeah.
That's
don't
right.
need
that's
it.
Exactly right. All right, let's talk about some of these coaching changes and moves. And, Rick, let's start right there in Opelika.
Yeah, it's been a big move there. Eric Speakman, been there for 23 years as an assistant and head coach, steps down. And a former coach there who Spence McCracken hired years ago to come in and coach, Brian Moore, who has been the head coach at Hartsell, has done an amazing job there. Brian Moore is the new head coach at Opelika. When we talk about locally, we know that Jamie Dubose had resigned at Orange Beach. You know, Jamie is a heck of a football coach. He's moved over to Biloxi, taking the job that Caitlin French had. And I think Jamie's is a perfect fit for them.
I do, too. They took care of him over there, Coach. I talked to Jamie
Did you?
The other day, and we had a long conversation about Orange Beach. And he was, you know, very gracious. And he goes,
right.
and he goes you know, we, he said, part of it, he says, is my fault in the fact that I'm a 7A coach. That's all I've basically ever done is, you know, coach the bigger.
Sure.
And I could not ever get a grip on the lower level of – not the lower – but the less numbers.
Less numbers.
Less
right.
numbers. Yeah. And he goes, Biloxi's got it. And they fixed – they took care of him over there. I think he's going to hire some coaches. He gets to hire coaches. He gets to hire
– were they 6A over there? I mean, it's
whatever the top level.
Yeah, they are
6A,
yeah. I think. Yeah. And they have won – Ketlin won there, but they hadn't been – competitive in the playoffs.
Right, that's correct. Being. So good luck to you. We're wishing Jamie all the best.
And
that change right there,
that change,
he leaves. And
yeah, Wade Waldrop comes in from Hoover. And the thing about Wade was hired by a superintendent and an athletic director. Andy Urban was the AD, and he was really the focus, the main man that hired Wade there. Wade, tremendous, tremendous football coach and an even better person. Wade Waldrop is the new head coach at Orange Beach. I think that is a slam dunk hire. That
Absolutely.
May be as good a hire as there is in the state, hiring Wade Waldrop in Orange Beach. I think he'll make a huge difference there.
Kudos to Chris Shaw, the principal at Orange Beach, and that guy's going to do a great job at that school. Chris Shaw is one of the fine people in our profession.
That's a perfect fit, I think, for them at Orange Beach. So congratulations there. Let's see. Let's go on down to
Whitesburg. Christian's got a new coach.
Yeah, Jerry Adcock. Yeah. Retired last year. Sat out the year.
Yeah, he did.
And that's another one I think is just a slam dunk.
I do too. Jerry Adcock is one of my favorite people.
Finest guy. Yeah, he is a great, great guy. Congratulations to Jerry getting back in it. He needs to be in it.
He does.
Needs to be in it
for
the kids.
It's not time for him to get out yet.
Yep, and then Stacy Luker. Stacy Luker's been over at Wayne County, Mississippi with his old buddy Jack Hankins, and Stacy is now taking the job at South Choctaw Academy, and he replaced the guy that was at Alma Bryant at one time. Big Hunter, a Livingston University
he
Joe.
Joe Nettles.
Joe Nettles. He replaces Joe Nettles, who stepped away. So that's
so
pretty.
Joe was only there for 1 year?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, we talked about Jack French.
Yep.
Retiring. What did he have, 47 years
46.
In? 46.
46, yeah.
Holy cow. And a winner everywhere he went.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
In the Mississippi Hall of Fame, the Alabama Hall of Fame, the National Federation Hall of Fame. What more could you ask in a coaching career? That's a wonderful, wonderful man.
And one of the guys who always did it right.
Absolutely.
He did it right everywhere he went, and that's to me, that's why he's so successful.
You know, a former high school coach here in our area, Ernest Hill, was at Spanish Ford, did a great job there. He was at Spanish Ford. That's where
he was.
He
was at Valley.
And he was a head coach at McGill.
Yeah, that's right.
Head coach at McGill.
Right.
He was at UAB this past year, had a coaching change. And he was still on the staff that Trent Dilfer kept him there. Now he's moving to Louisiana Monroe with Bryant Vincent to become the defensive coordinator.
Is Bryant Vincent leaving New Mexico?
Yeah.
Head coach.
Okay.
He got the head coach.
Good for him.
Well, that whole staff got replaced at New Mexico.
Okay.
So when the head coach got fired, that entire staff was looking for jobs. And so Bryant.
Well, that gets him a little closer home, too. I can tell you.
Yeah.
New Mexico, if you've never lived in New Mexico, I have. It's a long way from Alabama.
What part did you live in? You live in Albuquerque.
I lived up in the place you do not want to live, the Four Corners, up in Farmington, Aztec area. Biggest cult in the nation.
Did you ever see those adobe houses that were built into the mountains?
The mesas there.
Really?
The scenery was great.
Yeah.
But, buddy, I'm telling you, it is a different world.
How was your golf game out there?
Sucked, just like it does now.
Well, there you go.
That's pretty straight.
Was there anything that you needed?
No, we got the picture. God,
that's
bad.
There was only two golf courses up there, man. And, I mean, we would go out, it would be frigging snowing, and you'd have to play with an orange ball because it's, you know, you got a foot of snow. And if it comes in there, it's like sand, you know, it just – you'd lose the ball somewhere around here. Look for a hole, and you'd find it. It was
so. You had
snow
shoes.
I had snowshoes. I had everything. I looked like the Michelin man.
That's funny. That's really funny. I think we've covered just about all of them. The jobs that are open: Pinson Valley in Birmingham is open. two jobs here in Baldwin County are open. Baldwin County High School and Robertsdale High School are both open. Those should be, I would think they would be, somebody would be coming in pretty soon at both of those places.
Need to.
Coach, before we wrap up this segment real quick, how about some signees, some recruiting signees?
We had some great some really great things happening for a lot of young people. Troy came in and signed. Matter of fact, Troy's got a new head coach. John Summerall has left and gone to Tulane. Good move for John. They signed Joe Lott, first of all, a 6'3 corner.
I'll tell you something. He's a player.
He's a player, and he's going to play.
I'm telling you.
He's long.
He is a ball.
He can run.
Player.
He is a good player. I think that's a great catch for them. Troy also signed Kevin Beckham, a wide receiver from Baker. They signed a defensive back from McGill-Tulane, Shamar Welch. They signed Kai McNulty, a wide receiver, Randy, from Baldwin County. And they signed Kevin Norwood, a defensive lineman from Theodore. South Alabama, Kane Womack, did as he's been doing. He signed a wide receiver from Vigor. Jerry and Graham, a big tackle, offensive lineman, Asher Hale from St. Paul's. Another offensive lineman from Foley, Logan, Joel, and Beck. The quarterback, who I think is a big-time player, Jared Hollins from Mary Montgomery, and Ty Goodwin, running back.
Let's do this. When we come back, let's thank our sponsors. We do it at this time each year. We want to thank them.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
For you, Mark.
I know. Believe me.
Especially what you've been talking about off the air.
You know what? I don't need this today. It's Christmas, guys.
Oh, my goodness. Christmas.
And that was quite. Thank you for my Christmas gift. That's what you were doing. You're putting your business in the street right there in that little break there. Wow.
God.
Man.
Amen. I was praying for y'all while y'all were doing all that.
Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleland, my man, Coach Mark Lassiter.
Lord have mercy.
I can't get past it. Coach,
we
got some great sponsors.
Yeah, we really do, and want to thank them. And I can't even begin to tell you the things that we're so thankful for. We got so many things that we're just blessed in so many ways, not only here at PSR, but in our own personal and family lives. It's such a blessing to be here with you two guys each and every Saturday, except on the Saturdays that one of us is not playing golf or the other one's not, and I'm the worst at that, and I'm so appreciative of that, of both of y'all. But the guys at Thompson Tractor jumped on, and I'm going to tell you, when you jump on with a company like that, this Southeast covers the Southeast, we appreciate everything that they have they've done for us. They're our brand sponsor, and we certainly appreciate it. Appreciate our friends at Alpha. When you talk about Alpha, they've been with Prep Sports Report for 23 years. 23 years they've been with us. And, Lee Camilleri and those guys and, just great, great people. We appreciate them. Earl McKinnell, we appreciate him so much. Just great people. Thank you to Alpha. Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, we do it right here. We do it right here. Sean Esfahani Sr., Sean Esfahani Jr., and the whole team here, we're here, and they have been with us since they began. And I don't even know how many years ago that was.
It's been a number of years. And the late Terry Bell.
And Terry Bell was the guy who got the ball rolling.
His son is now running it, Zach.
Yeah, Zach's running Eastern Shore Toyota. Well, we appreciate them so very much. A buddy, David Green. David Green and the guys at Green and Phillips and Will Phillips and those folks there, man, what they do for high school sports is just immeasurable. We couldn't do it without them. Our good friends at Cravers. If you're looking for seafood, there's no better place. 181 and 64 right here between Daphne and Fairhope. They get it fresh off the boat. You go to Cravers, you will never regret it, and you'll go back time and time again. Chris Garris, we talk about him all the time at Premier Collision. Everything that they do for us. Our buddies over in Canton, Georgia, Marietta, Georgia, and Donaldsonville, Georgia, Williamson Brothers, Larry Williamson and his whole family at Williamson Barbecue. If you're ever that way, Hope you'll stop in there. Boudreaux's. You're going to hear Matt in this great show that's coming up next following us. Tracy and I ate at Boudreaux's the other night. And let me tell you right now, if you've never had alligator,
Is it good?
Go to Boudreaux's, and I'm telling you, it's mouth-watering. It is something special. I'm sorry, Mark, but it is mouth-watering.
I'm about to get my car and go home. Don't leave me alone.
Oh, my goodness. It's perfect, fine. I'm telling you, it is fine. And they put it on, some rice, and then they put that seasoning on, or that sauce.
It is fantastic. Let me tell you, the way they do it, you can actually cut. It's like a filet mignon.
It is.
They do it different than anybody else around here.
Yeah.
It is absolutely fabulous. And if I can throw one at you real quick, try the voodoo pasta with the blackened alligator.
No, I've done that.
Yeah, how good was that?
It'd make a rat slap a dog. It was that good. I'm just telling you, it was good. You got to go to Boudreaux's. It's just as good as it gets. And then our people at Camp Grace. What can I say about the Pilot family and all that they've done? I mean, every year we've been on this show, Camp Grace. And folks, if you've never been to anything at Camp Grace, you have missed a wonderful, wonderful experience. We're so thankful for the folks at Camp Grace and everything that they have done for us. Tim Cockrell, Cockrell's Body Shop. They come on with us every year during football season. We so much appreciate everything that Tim has done. Appreciate that. Wheel 2, the folks at Wheel 2. Boy, if you don't know those folks, and, boy, the Williams family, just a great family. We appreciate everything that they do. Roy Lewis Construction has jumped on with us. We certainly appreciate them as well. We appreciate Skipper and all the guys with that business, and I can't think of the name, and I'll think of it in just a minute. But we certainly appreciate everything that Skipper and all those folks do for us here on High School Sports Prep Sports.
You know, Coach, and there's the Swift Supply Company.
Yep.
Ida Ross Hicks and her company there have been there for forever and ever in Mobile and Baldwin County. Thank you, guys. Southern Farms Honey. Blue Water Millworks and Marvin Windows, my good friend Robert Deneef, has been with us now for years, one of our big sponsors, and we appreciate you guys so much. Gulf Orthopedics, Dr. Jay Savage came on with us a few years ago, and, man, they have a great program there, and they support this program. Capital Building Products, Richard and Roxy Thompson, just wonderful people. Love kids, love sports, love being a part of our program. Wise Living Real Estate with Laura Norton and Sandy Wise. Thank you guys for what you do to support this program. Advanced Dermatology, Dr. Thomas Bender, just a great follower of high school sports. Loves all sports in this area and loves being a part of our team. Chicken Salad Chick, another one of our sponsors. What a wonderful job. Misty, thank you for all you do for us. Old Time Feed, Cecil Christenberry, our buddy, has always been there with us, and I think they're changing ownerships, and Chris Haney's also a part of that, and we appreciate him. Josh and Jenna Rochelle at the venue in Fairhope, thank you guys for supporting this program. We couldn't put this on without you guys. And thank you all so much for all that you do for Prep Sports Report and being a part of our lives and making our lives and making our job just wonderful every time we come in here on Saturdays.
And, you know, guys, we got a couple more. I know we've got a couple of roofing companies that work with us. And I know Randy
Ben Murphy
works with us. And you've had roofing companies with us in the past. They jump on with us. But there's three guys that I really want to recognize. Paul Lewis at Roy Lewis Construction. What an amazing job they do all over Mobile County and Baldwin County. We appreciate Paul and that company. And two guys that really support all the high schools around Mobile and Baldwin County, but really do a great job for McGill Toolin. And that would be Skipper Walters at Walters Control and Wes Williams at Wheel 2. Now, listen, they are avid sports fans, community leaders, And these two guys are simply amazing in what they do for the schools that they are associated with. And we so much appreciate Skipper Walters and Wes Williams and their families. Just great, great people. So, and Merry Christmas to all of our sponsors, because we wouldn't be here without you.
No.
We just wouldn't be here without you, and we certainly appreciate you.
And, Rick, let's thank all of our listeners, because they – listen, Mark, we were talking about this earlier this morning. There's so many people that come up and say, hey, listen to you every Saturday. And we really, really, really appreciate you. I mean, as in Quail Creek, Charlie over at Quail Creek always listens to the show, and so throw a shout-out to him, but we certainly thank all of our listeners.
Well, you're right. Because there's so many other things they could be doing, but we try to keep them abreast of everything that's going on in high school sports, not only in Mobile and Baldwin County. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Lee Pearman and Michael Brannon in Sylacauga. What a great job they do with Radio Alabama. I got a chance, and I got to say this, guys, Lee Pearman just won an Emmy. He's got this big Emmy sitting in his office that he did when he was working for AP. And, I mean, it's there. I went and sat down and talked with him. I went to Sylacauga to check on my mom. And, boy, alive. He said, you got to see this. It's a real live Emmy. I said, I've never seen that. Never in all my life. I picked it up, and it was heavy. I'm telling you.
Coach, on a little bit different subject, in that same area of our state, I talked to you about this the other night.
Yep, we'll call it back.
One of our dear friends, a guy who means the world to me, was a mentor to me in my first head coaching job at Childersburg High School, Coach Bill Collenbach, who lives in Bend. He is a part of Childersburg High School as much as anybody ever in the history of that school. Means a great deal to thousands. He's been pretty sick.
Yep.
He's having a tough time. We want to give out our thoughts and prayers to him and his family as he goes through this time. Hopefully the things will get better for him, and that God will give him peace. But, man, you talk about a guy who loves kids, loves coaching, loves coaching coaches. He's just a wonderful – and he's not – he doesn't work at the school.
No,
Mark. He's a volunteer, never got paid one penny.
Mark, years and years before you ever thought about even coaching, Bill Collenbach in the early 60s – was a young volunteer coach for the legendary John Cox at Childersburg High School. I mean, he coached guys like Johnny Simmons, Lee Carpenter, Russell Gooden, who's now a Baptist minister. I'm talking about lots and lots of great high school players who went on to do great things. And Bill Collenbach has been at Childersburg High School since those days. I was like in the third, fourth grade in Childersburg and would walk up there to that that facility, because I lived in Coosa Court, and Bill Collenbach was making a difference in children's lives even in those days. So my goodness gracious, a lot of prayers out for him and his entire family. We got a little movement. You guys at Alabama and us guys at Auburn, Micah Dubose he's jumped ship. He's not
going to
sign with Georgia. And let me tell you, if you hadn't seen him, he's a mountain of a man.
He is
a mountain and a kind, kind young man. So
that'd be fun to
see
watch.
What happens there.
He's a 2025 graduate.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what, flying through it, we'll put the wraps on it with the Camp Grace segment and Mark Lassiter right after this.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, I think as I look at Christmas every year, and I think about the holidays, Thanksgiving is probably my favorite holiday of the year. I love Thanksgiving. I really do. I love the fact that you just sit with family and you just give thanks for the blessings that God has bestowed upon you, regardless of what they are. If it's just getting up and breathing in the morning, that's a blessing, because we're not promised that. So Thanksgiving, I just love Thanksgiving. I really do. Christmas is a little different. Christmas is about things that, for me, I have a tendency to think about Christmas's past and what they mean to me and what they have meant to me throughout my life. I was at my parents' house last weekend, and we have this wonderful deal we all do for Christmas. It's we play Dirty Santa, you know, where you think everybody has a gift, everybody brings a gift, but nobody can have a gift that you do any. You have to make it. You have to make the gift, whatever it is, okay? And so everybody makes, and there's about 20 of us, you know, something like that in our family with grandkids and what have you. And so as we're sitting in this room, we're sitting in my brother's house in River Chase in Birmingham, and I'm sitting there looking at that whole family, how it's grown over the years, and I look at my mom and dad, and I sit there, and that's the patriarch and matriarch of our family.
Sure.
You know, and I look at them, and I'm thinking, my goodness, what a family y'all have put together throughout the years. It all started when y'all got married in 1958, and then, you know, the kids were born, and then we got married, and we had kids, and now our kids are getting married, and, you know, before long, they'll start having kids. It's just the way, it's the cycle of life. But you sit in this room, and I look at it, and I'm thinking, man, this is really awesome to see what each family member does and how we argue with one another about the rules of the game and who stole whose gift. And it was just wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. After it was over, we got in the car, myself and Michelle and my mom and dad, and we drove back to my mom and dad's house. And mom and dad were talking back and forth about things, you know, that they've got going for the next day or what have you. As I was sitting there listening to them talk, I kind of got caught in my own world, and I started thinking about a Christmas in my own life. There have been some very meaningful ones that I've lived through. But one, guys, I'll tell you, I was in college at Alabama, and dad, mom were living out in Pleasant Grove. And I had taken my dad's truck. It was an old Datsun. You remember before Nissan? It was Datsun. Before it became Nissan, I think. It was an old Datsun truck, and I drove it to Memphis, Tennessee to see one of my buddies from college. They were having something going on up there that weekend, and I went up there to hang out with him and his family and do a little Christmas with him. It was a great time. On the way home, I'm driving back, and the radiator hose breaks. The fan of the radiator goes... the belt breaks, and the little fan part goes through the radiator.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so there's steam coming out, water's going over anywhere. I don't have a penny to my name, okay? And Dad was paying my way through college, I was working in college, and we were all trying to get everybody through. My sister, I think, had graduated, and she was now at Judson School for Women.
Sure.
And going to school there. So Dad was a single income family. He was pastor of a church in Huntsville. And then we had moved to Birmingham while we were both there. And then he was the pastor of the church there in Birmingham at Central Park. So I call him from the place. I call the house. I told Dad, I said, I can't believe this, Dad, but this truck is torn up. And they're going to have to fix it. And so these folks, first of all, this is the weekend before Christmas now. These folks fixed that car. They fixed it up. I sat there for hours while they worked on it. But they did. They worked over. They were supposed to close at noon. And they worked till about 4 o'clock that afternoon, which I can't repay them. Of course, I think they did charge me on labor, probably time and a half. But it didn't matter. I mean, I had to get home. And it was a bill probably $700, $800, that bill was. Yeah. So we get on – I get on the road, go home, and I'm thinking, my God, I just cost my parents a fortune. You know, and I couldn't – I was so devastated because I knew we were tight on money. I get home that night, and it's Christmas. It's Christmas. The next day's Christmas Eve. I get home, drop the car off. I told Dad I'm sorry. And, you know, I could tell. I could just look in his face, and I knew money was tight. And I knew it was. So we're sitting there at Christmas, and we got our gifts or what have, Christmas Eve. And there was one gift left, and my dad gave it to me. He goes, here you go, son. This is your last gift. And there's a little envelope. And I said, oh, what is this? Opened it up, and there was a $100 bill in there, $100. He goes, that's for your trip. I want you to go with your roommate out to watch Alabama play in the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, wow.
Man, my daddy didn't have to do that, but it meant something to him. And if he had to go without something so I could go do that, he did it. That's the way Dad rolled. It's always been his role in life. And as I think back on, you know, there have been some great Christmases I've got to spend. Well, I told you the story last year, the white Christmas we got. But that one was one. When I was listening to my dad talk the other night, I thought about him, and I thought about those days. And what I really thought about was, gosh almighty, I wish I could be the daddy that my daddy is, because he is the best. And he's 87 years old, guys, and I am so lucky to have him every day. I call him every Saturday after our show. I give him a call and talk to him for about 30 minutes. And then during the week, but every Saturday after our show, and I'm looking forward to talking to him again this Saturday, and I appreciate y'all letting me share that story.
Wow. It's a great story.
It's good stuff, Mark. Yeah. That's really good stuff. Guys, thank y'all so much for everything that you do. Merry Christmas to both of you guys.
Randy, you as well. So have a, man, have a great trip.
Well, we are going to have a great trip. Remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, he is always with you. God bless you out there, folks. Have a very Merry Christmas, and remember the real reason for the season.